Hello and welcome to Pokedex Pathfinders, where we explore the Pokedex at a leisurely pace. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
On today's episode, we talk about number 113, Chansey.
And we pitch three foods that should be designed into Pokemon on this week's Hypothetic.
Let's get to it. Number 113, it's Chansey. It is the egg Pokemon, which is the same as Execute, which that makes sense. I cannot tell these folks apart.
Are they cousins? That was going to be my first question right at the gate. Is there some sort of primal connection?
Real quick, it's normal type. Okay, all I right. Got it out of the way. Okay. Do you think that the egg,
I know.
Did they reference that in the Execute one of it being an egg from a Chansey or not?
I don't think so. And I know that, first of all, that there's many different types of animals that lay eggs. But for me, in the Pokemon universe, these are somehow related. That would be one of my research papers within the universe.
I was going to say, everything in the Pokemon universe lays eggs.
I know, but specifically they're both pink.
That's the only thing keeping them tied together is just pink?
Yes.
I want to say, before we get into the biology, I just like to say, this feels like the first time since, like, I don't know, the starters that we are, maybe like Gengar. Outside of Gengar or maybe like Alakazam, this feels like the first time in a while we're talking about like a Pokemon. Like, this is a big name poke. This is not a family, but an individual poke that is like...
No, this is brand name Pokemon right here. This is not...
Yes.
This is not Bargain Bin anymore.
No, this is Pokemon with a capital P-T-M.
Yes, this is the bread and butter of Pokemon right here.
With that being said, let's talk about the biology of a Chansey. Starting off with a question I ask so many times. Okay. What does it feel like?
How Lickitung was kind of leathery and smooth. I think that this would be a little bit... fuzzy, a little bit maybe velvety,
really?
Smooth to feel
like a velour Chansey.
Yeah, like I feel like this kind of isn't anything. So, you know, Chansey is nothing. So I feel like it can feel like whatever you want it to feel like.
I have really bad news for you.
Yes,
none of these Pokemon are really something.
Some Pokemon are something. Come on.
All right. I mean,
no, I mean that, you know, as I was doing my arduous research, I found that Chansey is not really specifically based off anything. So
I know this is kind of weird, but like as a kid, I always thought like the body of a Chansey being egg shaped, I always thought it was like it was an egg that grew up and had another egg.
it pretty much is. It is an egg. It's an egg that just kind of...
It is an egg that is offering you an egg in these trying times.
Yeah, it is eggception. It is an egg within an egg. The only thing that's even vaguely a character at all for me is that I did think that it kind of looks like an axolotl. You know, those, the pink,
yeah.
I guess like a salamander. But even then, it's only in the most vague idea because it has those frills.
Look at the sprites for like the very beginning, even pre-yellow, the sprites for like red and blue and green. It has a little bit of a different shape. It's almost like an avocado.
Yeah, it's very avocado. Like it does look like just kind of a halved avocado.
You know what it almost looks like is a belly bolt.
Oh my god. It was the predictor of belly bolt in Gen 1.
I was going to say,
harbinger,
this is just
of
like
belly bolt.
Egg belly bolt, but unfortunately, Chansey does not evolve from one of the greatest pokes of all time.
Nowhere near as cool as what
much
would
like
later.
A belly bolt does. The transition that they made, I'm going to assume what happened. They drew, obviously, the sprites are always the first thing. So they drew the sprites, and then either drawing the card art or drawing a promotional watercolor artwork for it, they reshaped it a little bit, and that totally saved this poke.
Yeah, I was gonna say it does look a little bit creepy with the little head because it has a smiley face. It looks better just kind of as an egg.
Isn't it so weird how like it's such a it's a minimal and small change to the shape of it, and it looks like a completely different thing, and it looks so much more, I don't know, inviting and peaceful. This poke overall looks very comforting.
Yeah, it almost looks like, you know, when stuff in the 60s or 70s was drawn, I'm thinking specifically like Halloween decorations and stuff, it has more of that creepy feeling to it. I don't even know how else to describe it.
I think a lot of his stuff had a certain... I think I know what you're talking about. It almost had like a bit of a liquidity to it.
Yeah.
Not like liquid assets, but like it had like
a... It was a lot more rich at the time, yeah.
It had like a liquid texture quality that made it like... It looks like kind of goopy.
Yeah, there is something just off-putting, and it feels old-timey in the original design, and then they just kind of... smushed it and corrected it. It looks much better as a weird circle.
I think also spacing the eyes out a little bit more helped too.
It just looks more friendly in general and less like it's gonna
and inviting and comforting, which really speaks to the characteristic of this poke. Speaking of, let's get into some Pokedex entries here, because I was thoroughly shocked reading through the Pokedexes that I was expecting a Cubone situation where every single Pokedex states the same thing over and over again. I was like, okay, here we go. This is going to be reading about eggs over and over again.
Egg facts, let's go.
A lot of it was just about how it's rare and it brings happiness to people. And some of it was talking about how fast it can run. And there's different attributes to it, which I think really adds to it being such a prevalent character poke besides just having one physical trait or one shtick.
Well, it's like you've said before, we're starting to see that the further you get into the decks, the more variety you see in the decks entries anyways. But that being said, I do have a lot of egg dexes written down.
Okay, all right. I want to come back to the egg ones real quick. Just to speak outside of egg
facts.
Before we just replay the middle of the execute episode over again, the running, it states, it has evolved as an ability to protect their egg from other creatures.
Yeah, very strange that we're going to consider this to be fast.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I picture a Chansey running, it kind of looks like Cartman trying to run.
Very much like waddling.
They have like the same shape and they have the same feet. They're just like little ovals, like... the ground underneath them.
It's a fellow beefcake running.
You always think of Chansey as offering the eggs up. I don't want to steal your egg facts. I'm just, for certain reasons, offering the eggs
up.
This thing has to be, like, people have to be Chansey predators in the wild, right? Like,
yeah, I saw a few different ways that this could go, that one of the decks has mentioned over harvesting. So if I could hit you with this, so it's not necessarily an egg fact, though it is about eggs, but the Ultra Moon deck says, because the eggs on their bellies have been over harvested by people in the past, the Chansey population remains small. So it almost seemed more like a poaching thing, but I would have to think it's a mix of both, of it's the poaching and it's predators.
That adds some weird twist to things, because Ruby and Sapphire, it states that the eggs are laid on a daily basis. So if you have a routine daily laying of a Chansey egg, is that the egg that becomes Chansey's if it's fertilized?
I would think, yes, that if it's fertilized, it becomes an extra Chansey, but I think otherwise it's just kind of like a chicken.
That's what I was going with, the idea of like, okay, the unfertilized egg is just going to keep laying an egg, and that's mostly what you're eating anyway.
I just know we keep seeing this theme with these rarer Pokemon that we keep going back to, that humans are doing something bad that endangers them.
To be fair, I think a lot of the time we just make that up.
Make what up? You're saying that this is all a lie. Dude, there's
definitely... No. You and I specifically are just pretty much... I feel like the 50% of the last 10 pokes we've talked about were like, people are poaching them. Like Rhyhorn or what?
Oh, yeah. Those were just straight up saying, yes.
Rhydon.
Which one do you mean? The basic or the... We're back on Rhyhorn.
I am genuinely not doing a bit right now. The ride, Don.
Okay, the standing up tap dance.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to talk about the horn. I'm thinking horn. It's Rhyhorn.
The Rhyhorn, yep.
No, Rhydon. Damn it. We were suspecting that they were poaching the horn for that one and poaching like the tongue or something from the Lickitung.
No, that's true. We've just been noticing, but I'm saying we get straight up references whenever they want to say that something is very rare. They'll make references to something about it was over hunted, and so that's why we don't really have one. That just seems to be their reasoning for, you know, if we don't get a lot of a Pokemon, it's usually because humans are to blame, which tracks, but...
They're not wrong. If you don't take the Chansey's egg, and the Chansey just keeps its own egg, what happens to it?
I think that it will consider you a bad person, because I don't think I wrote down this
I'm not saying it offers... I'm talking a Chansey is in the wild.
Oh, okay, you're not saying you turn down the egg.
No. Nobody would be rude and turn down a Chansey egg.
Yeah, you'd be on the list, so...
Yeah, you don't want to see Chansey turn that smile upside down. Okay. Yeah, a wild Chansey has its egg. What does it do with it at the end of the day?
I think it's always going to be able to find a Pokemon that it will just hand the egg off to.
You think it just walks around like in the Safari Zone, handing them off to other pokes that have been beat to hell with rocks?
Yes. I think that it walks around and goes, I have a spare egg if you need an egg.
That's the opportunity and you don't offer any eggs in these trying times?
Yes. That's the trying time. That's the egg that is offered.
We've definitely confirmed then that people are eating these, because in Crystal it states people try to catch it for its extremely nutritious eggs. So yeah, we're 100% confirmed.
I see a lot of references to how delicious they are. So we are using these as food, and it's fine. Chansey is good with us using it as food.
I was going to say, how does Chansey feel about that?
Chansey's fine. Chansey seems fine with it.
She understands that it's not fertilized. It's not a baby Chansey.
Yeah, no. Chansey is not offering us, like, it's fertilized egg. It's not saying, like, take care of this and we ate it like a monster. It's saying, like, this egg's fine. You can eat this egg.
Somebody has to have eaten a Chansey.
Someone definitely accidentally ate a Chansey. Well, that would be like...
Do you think it was good?
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, dude, Chansey's got to taste 100%. Like cotton candy.
Oh, yeah. But that reminds me of Fear Factor. You remember they'd make them eat gross stuff?
Oh, shit. Wasn't that like Joe Rogan?
Yeah, that was Joe Rogan before, you know, all the
before
all the other
friggin'
stuff.
Joe Rogan.
Back when he was just a TV host. We didn't know. Yeah, we didn't know.
It's funny what TV hosts have become.
Yeah. Anyways, so the only thing that I found about Chansey as far as what it could be based off of is... What we'll see later with the anime stuff is that it just seems to be based off of a medic, healer, a nurse, just that trope of a field medic, somebody that is running out to you when you're hurt and healing you. That's why it's fast. That's why it offers you something, and otherwise simply a symbol of luck.
I really like it. This is an impressive accomplishment, and I really like want to just take a moment to acknowledge credit where it's due to the designers of like... It is easy to take an animal and add an attribute to an animal. This is an embodiment of like a feeling or the thought of a comforting presence.
Yeah, like the design itself seems to be purely made up. It's just something that somebody drew and designed.
I mean, it looks kind of like an egg, I guess, but...
They just thought of... You know, comfort. They thought of being lucky that somebody found
just,
you.
It's a nice, light, unimposing color. It's got like no hard edges. It's
the little smiley
squishy,
face,
but and it's impressive to have something where it can, like, looking at it can give you, instead of reminding you of an animal, it can remind you of a feeling or a state of mind.
It's like the embodiment of a feeling.
Yeah.
It's probably the first time we're seeing this in the Pokemon world, because it's always based off of something.
What do you think the eggs taste like? By the way, if you got healing powers, like, from an egg, everybody should be trying to get one of these things.
I think everybody is trying to get these things based on the, based on all these dexes, but...
But what do you think the egg tastes like? Because I was trying to think, do we eat any non-aviary eggs?
I don't think so. I think that if you're eating an egg, it's just a different type of bird.
Oh, wait. I guess, like, fish eggs, like roe, but that's different.
It's also kind of gross, but I guess, yeah.
You don't like roe in your sushi?
Not really. I don't like the popping. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite part or anything.
All right, that's fair. It's like just a...
I'll eat it.
God, look at how big a roe are you getting that they're like exploding in your mouth.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't have asked for the extra large roe, but we get extra roe on there.
I was going to say, they're sprinkling shark eggs.
Go heavy on the roe.
But like, we don't eat, I don't know, lizard eggs or... like a platypus.
I don't know if you can. First of all, because aren't alligator eggs, aren't they very leathery?
Dude, I don't know. I mean,
nice raptor egg as you start to slowly peel it apart.
Well, a raptor egg we kind of eat in a way.
If you subscribe to that theory.
I mean, they're birds basically.
Yes.
Like people eat ostrich eggs, and yeah, ostriches are straight up dinosaurs.
Yeah, ostriches are scary.
Have you ever eaten an egg other than a chicken egg?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think maybe I've tried a goose egg.
I feel like quail eggs is a thing, but I don't know if I've eaten it. I do think
I'm
that
not
these
fond
are
of eating farts anyway, so.
You don't like bottled fart?
It's just cased in a nice little shell for you just to release the stinky.
The main thing about them for me is that I think they would taste incredibly fresh. Like, I think if you imagine the best egg you've ever had, like, this would be, like, the most instantly fresh egg.
The best egg I've ever had did not taste fresh.
But this would be completely fartless. You know, this would be no odor at all. Vaguely sweet, perhaps, but
isn't that a Kanye song? Gotta be fartless. So fartless. Yes.
Number one hit, yeah.
Is there any other biology information you want to talk about?
Just name-wise, I thought it's cool that the Japanese name is literally Lucky, since it is the true embodiment
of luck. Which do you like
more,
Lucky or Chansey?
I think we had to go with Chansey in the U.S. simply because Lucky tends to be like an animal name that we use a lot in America. Like, I feel like especially in the 90s, Lucky was a big dog name.
I'm shocked that they didn't go for some sort of like lady luck pun or something like that.
I'm glad they didn't go for anything like that. Yeah. And speaking of that, by the way, I'm just surprised that it's not fairy type.
Is it?
That it didn't get retconned.
Oh yeah, they didn't like...
Did not get retconned like Clefairy did.
Well, they had to keep some normal.
I'm surprised. This could have been fairy type.
Speaking of, I think outside of the Nidoqueen line, I think this is the first poke we've come across that's 100% female.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to verify, but yes, this is the first one besides Nidoqueen that I
noticed.
You'd
have to re-pathfinder your way through the Pokedex.
Yes, I'd have to. Somehow I learned nothing on this journey.
It is really amazing how we can go through all this and
learn,
come out the other
and
side
learn
with
so
nothing.
Little. I've noticed a lot of genderless Pokemon and a lot of all male, but yeah, this is probably the second female only.
All right, well, let's get into some game information, because I know I mentioned it earlier, but we got ourselves another Safari Zone poke.
Oh yeah, and I thought this was, that's kind of a strange place to find Chansey. I get it that,
really?
I get it that, you know, it's very, very rare, so that's where it makes sense to find it in the game. But for me, you just have such, you know, an idea in your mind of what this Pokemon does and how it operates. The Safari Zone kind of, for me, is like the, it's like the African savanna. You know, for me, that's how I picture it. So seeing some kind of strange pink egg running around is weird.
Where would you picture a strange pink egg? Like, of all places, I feel like I would see it in somewhere like a Safari Zone, somewhere out remote. And because, I mean, it states that it's a rare poke.
I mean, it's too bad Mount Moon is so early, or maybe you could return to Mount Moon and you'd find it there. But maybe it's just because I'm so used to seeing pink pokes there. But that's what immediately comes to mind. It seems like one you'd be gifted.
Okay,
like it doesn't
I can see
seem
that.
Like one you would see at all.
Like you like a Lapras scenario.
Yeah, like somebody would just tell you about one, or you'd know where the one in the game is, something like that.
But would that rob you the joy of pelting rocks at a medic?
Well, Chansey is pelting you with eggs because it cares about you. You are pelting it right back with rocks.
Yeah. Nothing just says I'm ready to be a good companion and ready for your healing eggs like throwing rocks at it.
I imagine it like, you know, when two lightsabers cross for the first time and hit that buzz, it's like the egg is first intercepted by that rock and they just both fall to the ground.
I like in the old Star Wars is when they're like just touching tips and they got that little crackle.
Oh, the crackle's the best part.
I have no way to comment that back to Pokemon whatsoever.
I've got a pretty strong image in my head of trying to catch this Chansey.
That's fine. I just wanted to share my touching tips crackle.
Well, in the other games, it is found on a lot more routes, so they made it a whole lot less rare. But in Let's Go, it's on a ton of different routes. But then it's also in the DLC in Shield and Scarlet. So I feel like it has become less rare over time, but that's also probably because they've given it evolutions.
All right. Tell me if I'm wrong here, but do you feel like... I did not look this up, I wanted to throw out my weird thought, and I feel like there's got to be something to back this up, but do you feel, especially in main series games, that catching a Chansey always got you something special? Like, you got extra XP for battling it or capturing it, or you would, in a raid battle in, like, Sword and Shield or in Scarlet and Violet, you would get, like, extra candies or prize drops or something.
Stuff if you found them in the newer games. Yeah, you got tons of stuff from them.
For some reason, I'm even remembering, like, in old games, if you found them. And, like, I'm pretty sure if you caught them in the wild in Arceus, you got, like, extra points for that. Like, I don't know. I think, have this weird thought of...
You always get a bonus every time you catch it, it seems like. At least in the newer games.
Which is just such a cool idea to have a poke out there that's just, like, gifting to everybody.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I feel like that's what it would do, especially because... I don't know. I mean, looking at the stats, the HP is insane. I mean, of course.
Oh, my God. It's an absolute HP tank with nothing else.
But yeah, but I mean, I don't know how you would realistically use this other than as a stall, other than, like, setting up sweeps. It's a healer. That's it.
I don't do enough competitive battling to know if there's, like, a strategy out there that uses
it. Chansey meta, yeah.
I'm sure somebody has come up with a way to...
There's definitely... tanks that you can use, like even in Arceus, I was using Cresselia because it has huge HP, but it also is doing a lot of damage. That's the other,
and it's a psychic type, so it I think it's psychic and fairy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like you're getting some added bonuses from cool attacks and not tackle,
not just hard boiled on them.
Oh, yeah, excuse me.
Chances. I want to talk about detective now.
I want to talk about a different game.
Okay.
Super Smash.
Oh, all right.
How much of the original Super Smash Brothers did you play?
I played a decent amount. I didn't have an N64 growing up, but one of my friends did, so I was definitely still playing it.
Because I don't know if you remember, if you played in Saffron City, which I think was one of the best levels other than maybe Hyrule Castle. But
yeah, I loved Hyrule Castle.
If you played in Saffron City that had the little Pokemon portal that would open up and a poke would pop out and do something, and Chansey was one of them, and it would just pop out and shoot eggs, and that was like my favorite. There, you could get the eggs and it would have items in it. Now there's all sorts of chaos. You're getting the home run bat, you're, you know, getting the little super obnoxious laser
that
gun.
Was the most aggressive of the offering eggs in these times.
Yeah, that one just shooting eggs out everywhere. I don't know.
They could tell that was an incredibly trying time, so they offered as many as they could.
God, that just reminded me. I think if you stood with your character touching the Chansey, I think it would also heal your character a little bit too.
While you were getting pelted?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's literally the middle of the map. You're immediately going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, get around the eggs. I mainly remember it was either Electrode or Voltorb exploding from that area.
Yeah, that was Electrode.
Yeah, pretty fun.
The one that always pissed me off was, I think it was Venusaur, because it would pop out and go, Venusaur, and then shoot like a little green laser, and it was like... timed perfectly. As soon as you fell, you just hit the next one and just kept getting
just
like
keep going.
Flipped through it. It's like when you go to the beach and you like get caught in like the little undertow and just get chucked around.
And just keep going.
Well, is there any other game stuff you want to talk about?
No.
All right. Well, why don't you share with me? I mean, I don't have to ask for this one. I know there's a good amount of anime stuff because even a non-anime person know about Nurse Chansey.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Chansey's number one thing was being in the anime. That for me is, I feel like Chansey is just a character in the anime. So, as everyone knows, Nurse Joy have Chanseys that help them in the Pokemon centers, but they help them in a lot of different gens, so they're also in a lot of different anime seasons. There are in at least 4 different gens before they switch to Blissey, unfortunately. Chansey gets its debut episode quite early, as you'd expect. So we just discussed this episode for Koffing, episode 2, Pokemon Emergency. This was the one where Team Rocket broke into the Pokemon Center. Remember, there's that Pikachu that formed the generator, defeated them. Nurse Joy takes Pikachu from Ash and Officer Jenny, and 2 Chanseys wheel Pikachu off on a stretcher to heal him.
Quick note, 2 Chanseys is a great rapper name.
That's great.
I feel like getting wheeled away by Chansey's, I would immediately feel comforted and feel better.
Yeah, you start to feel better already. Chansey gets a showcase episode also. So Chansey gets its own episode in episode 47, A Chansey Operation.
Ooh.
Featuring two Chanseys. So
the rapper?
Yes, the rapper.
Okay.
Pikachu gets an apple stuck in its throat and has to go to a human hospital.
What an idiot.
I know. Since there is not a Pokemon Center around, while he's there, Nurse Joy calls and says there was a big accident of a Team Rocket truck full of stolen Pokemon. The Pokemon Center is at capacity, so the hospital has to take them. It just ultimately spins into a hospital drama where the whole gang is helping Chansey's heal Pokemon. So we see, like, Ash and Brock, and they got the gloves, they got the big needles, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, they got scrubs. Team Rocket tries to steal the injured Pokemon because they're horrible, but the doctor with a scalpel and Chansey fend them off.
Oh my god, does the doctor knife somebody?
They throw a beaker at him and he chops the beaker clean in half with a scalpel.
Oh god damn.
Yes.
Some ninja shit.
Yeah, doctor was kind of a dick, but I mean, he saved the day in the end, so it's fine.
Well, I think before wrapping up and talking about cards, I think we have to address the elephant in the room.
Yes, the unfortunate additional pokes. Got to bring up too that I was going to blame Blissey on, you know, Gen 4 and all the other horrible Gen 4 ones we got. Blissey is not. Blissey is from Gen 2, just like Happiny. So we got them both at the same time.
Happiny is from Gen 2 as well.
Yeah, hold on.
No, I think Happiny is.
That's insane. I thought all of the. I've got them mixed up. So I thought that every baby Pokemon was from Gen 2, so I just kind of. I just kind of assumed. Oh my god, I think it's the opposite. I think that
Happiny is Gen 4.
Oh my god. So they pulled a reversal on us where.
Yeah, because remember, they did the a form. Couple. Gen 4 is just all about having some before and afters because they put in like Bonsly and crap.
No, this is literally where I'm going full Gen 1 or where when I see a baby Pokemon, I assume it's from Gen 2.
Listener, I just will get behind the curtain a little bit here. We were discussing Blissey before recording here in the studio. I also was like, stupid Gen 4 additions. And we were like, oh, maybe we should have.
Well,
save this for on air, but yeah, we both thought that Blissey was a Gen 4 poke because,
like Andy
said, we are grumpy Gen 1ers and assume everything bad.
Well, don't worry, because Happiny is from Gen 4, so they did still ruin something in Gen 4. It just kind of looks like Chansey, but in like an egg diaper, and it has
don't worry,
hair and
it's
a ponytail.
It's got a sweet little ponytail.
Yeah, and it's cute. I think all the baby Pokemon are pretty cute to an extent. But it's just ultimately unnecessary.
The baby Pokemon, that's like the perfect summary of them. I even have written down. They're always cute and fine design, but they're just pointless.
Yeah, I like it. It's great, but it doesn't need to be in the game or anything. It's great design.
Which one do you like more, Happiny or Blissey?
I like Happiny because at least it's cute. It's given us something. Blissey is just what we keep seeing for Gen 4, where this is why I thought it was from Gen 4, is that you took Chansey and you just kind of added a couple things, and that's it. No extra backstory.
Yeah.
Not even much better stats. Because I usually say, like, oh, they just wanted to give it better stats. No.
I actually have quite a bit of a beef with the concept of Blissey. Not even the design. I think design's underwhelming, whatever. Chansey is a special poke that feels like it has its own place in, like, the Hall of Fame of Pokemon, and it's a
poster child of Pokemon.
Making it no longer a final evolution feels like it detracts from that.
Yeah, that's what it has felt like with a lot of these, and a lot of that we're going to see, is that these extra forms tend to just kind of cheapen it unless you add something extra. Like, at the very least, like Politoed, at least that's something completely different. Blissey is just Chansey, but just a little bit more.
I'm stealing a little bit of what I was going to talk about in the cards, too, for that. thanks to Blissey, we never get to have a Chansey V or a Chansey EX or whatever. And this is something where that was a very powerful card for like the original run.
Yeah, that base set Chansey was awesome. And I remember pulling it and thinking this is a really powerful, cool card.
Chansey as a poke feels like a top tier. Like, it feels like it's on par with an Alakazam or
Chansey seems strong. It's just Chansey is strong in the healing department, but is still very strong.
Adding another poke on top feels like it cheapens that, because I don't think of Blissey when I think of like top tier healers. No, I'm immediately Blissey thinking like of the character that was established with Chansey.
Yeah, Blissey's kind of a downgrade, and then even on the anime they switch us from Chansey to Blissey eventually, and then you're like, come on. We know who the nurse is. Let's go.
I do, however, have a quick note that I have to share for Happini.
Okay.
Me and Baby Pathfinder every night read through a little, it's Pokemon ABCs, because I'm
sounds
already
like a
brainwashing
great,
her.
Great book. Sounds like somebody really got you a great book.
Yeah, I don't know where she got it. and she loves to open up, and we have different reactions to them. And they're on the H page. They're not very creative with what's behind the flaps. So on the H page, there's two flaps, and both of them are just, it's Happini. And hey, so
it's so nice we got it twice, all right?
we her and I love just opening the first one going, oh, sweet, Happini. And then we open the second one, and it's another Happini.
Oh, wow.
And so
no,
I just have to share my...
It's great. I mean, I just think they should have done like, you know, like how they did Baby Looney Tunes. You do Baby Pokemon Day, and that's it. You know, we don't need them in a full entire game.
I don't really like Happini, but that's one of those things where, like, you ever get, like, a weird association with a poke, and so it just kind of makes it, like, a little special for you.
Yeah, exactly. You got you got a personal connection with old Happini and Happini.
And I'm like, all right, maybe one day, looking back, you know, Baby Pathfinder and I are going to be reading that for a long time, and she's going to be like, oh, yeah, Happini's one of my favorite because of the pointless two Happinis in the book.
Reminiscing about Happini.
Let's talk cards real quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I purposely didn't want to talk base set just because it's so good. Like, I feel like everybody knows it's so good.
There is one thing I have to bring up about base set, and it is base set, Neo Destiny, and Platinum together. They are definitely praying, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that to me still goes with the whole the healer thing. You know,
well,
if it's
Chansey
to heal
like
you.
Actually does stuff. Hey-o.
Whoa, oh my God.
Chansey's out here hitting people with the thoughts and prayers.
Right here, skewering them right now. no, I do think that it is potentially praying. I do think that it's like a healing motion that it's doing.
Some Zen shit.
Yeah. So just to mix up the cards, I wanted to bring up Scarlet and Violet 151, just because I just think it's very chilled out art, the sun rays coming off of it and everything, and again, we're getting the embodiment of luck because it's holding its four-leaf clover.
Oh, that is an awesome art. Just sitting on the bench. The artwork for Scarlet and Violet 151 perfectly exemplifies what we were talking about early on of, like, if this thing still had the avocado shape, it would look kind of weird in this.
Yeah, exactly. It looks good because it's just like a weird squishy egg sitting on a bench.
Well, I already brought up the other point I wanted to bring for the cards of no V, no EX or whatever, even though we definitely deserve it. You know, an 8,000 HP Chansey taking its way through life. But sure, give me your final thoughts for this poke.
I also just wanted to bring up, of course, Expedition
Chansey,
mainly because it looks like it's not helping that APOM. It kind of looks like it's pelting it with eggs, and that's where it got the injury. So,
Why does it have toilet paper?
And also, Gym Challenge. I don't think that this card made it to English. I think it was a Japanese exclusive, but blanks Chansey. So I guess you were supposed to be able to write your name in there. But I don't have any sort of context for what this is. I just like that it's an egg hatching from an egg. It's already gotten egg. It's surrounded by eggs.
It's like rushing nesting eggs.
Yes, and that does remind me. I feel like I didn't share enough egg facts, so I just want to go back and just share one quick egg
fact. Yeah, please.
So if I could, just to satisfy the expecting listener.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, so Fire Red Dex, it lays several eggs a day. The eggs are apparently rich in nutrients and extremely delicious. Of course, we discussed that already, but several a day. Really popping out eggs.
That sounds excellent.
There, thank you.
Is there anything else you really wanted to comment on for the family or anything to wrap it up? I feel like most of the thoughts that I've had, we've already discussed with it just being one poke.
Yeah, the only thing is that this is simply a character Pokemon to me, like how Meowth is, almost like what Koffing became through the show, where you know this Pokemon because of its role on the show. You know, like we said, this is like a really top-tier Pokemon that is, as far as design and as far as the way it's making you feel in the game, is going toe-to-toe with anything else in the game.
Yeah, I think that the it being a character poke also is really derived from that concept that we discussed of, like, it's based off of a feeling and a concept and a state of mind more than any real-world animal or object or food, spoiler alert.
The drawing, or anything like the that. Drawing itself is not actually based off of anything, but yeah, except for an egg, which is making me hungry.
All right, well, speaking of getting hungry.
Well, coming up next, we have our hypothetical where we talk about foods that we want to see made into Pokemon. It's time for Hypothetical. Today, we are pitching three foods that should be designed into Pokemon. There's so many food Pokemon around now, so we wanted to pitch a few more.
Inspired by everyone's favorite Vanillux.
Exactly, yeah. The Vanillux that beats us up all the time. And we were hungry when we thought of this, so.
All right, well, why don't you start us off and give us your three foods?
I feel like mine really need an explanation, so I'll tell you what it is.
An explanation, yes.
So they're going to need some setup. So I'm going to say it, and then I'll tell you kind of what I'm thinking about it. The first one, I'm thinking a flambé-style Pokemon, or you can think of it as an onion tower. Flambé is when they light, you know, they just light the food on fire. So it can pretty much be, it's, you know, you go to a restaurant, they light the food on fire. It's like anything. It could be anything under that fire. It could be flaming shrimp, bananas.
You think of like a hibachi or something when they do like the onion tower?
Yes, exactly. I want a food Pokemon that is specifically the fire type. So it's a fire type. It's the food, but it is the fire itself is what has come to life in this case.
I like it.
And you could just call it flambé. I feel like that's fine.
We'll add another one, flambé bay.
Yeah, that's the regional one when you just light it on fire.
And the next one.
My next one is a Pokemon that is simply a fishbone. We had to get a ghost in here. So, you know, when you see a dumpster in cartoons, there's always like a fish skeleton sitting there. So, this is
it's really upsetting when there's a fish skeleton in a SpongeBob episode.
Oh god. That is a whole different context, but that is what comes to mind. So, in this case, it's like a discarded Magikarp or something that somebody ate. And so now it has come back to life as a ghost Pokemon.
The first cartoon that came to mind when you said that was Cat Dog.
Oh, yeah, because they live in half of a fish skeleton house.
Would it be ghost or ghost in water?
It can be ghost water. That's fine.
Okay. I don't think we have a ghost water poke.
Yeah, Jellicent, the one that looks like a Pringles can.
Oh, my bad. I haven't Pathfinder that one yet. Doesn't exist. About that one. Okay.
Yeah, you're not gonna Pathfinder that one. Say you knew that way
too. You knew that way too fast for how fast you normally.
Of Jellicent.
As a avid Jellicent fan,
I know every ghost Pokemon. So.
And finally,
my final is kind of cheating because it is three Pokemon. Because I had to mention a legendary trio. So in this case, it's a legendary trio of ingredients. So it could be a couple different things, but so each member of this trio is an ingredient, and when they combine, they form an all-powerful being. So it could be like three ingredients that go into a cauldron and it makes a magical creature.
Wait, so is it four pokes?
It could be four if you want. Well,
or is it going to be like
they fuse into one? So you find all three and then they have like a new form.
Is it
going to
be like
one.
the horse and the sock puppet?
Yes, exactly.
That's the sequel to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the horse and the sock puppet.
The lion, the horse, and the sock puppet. So, yeah, I mean, it could be like three ingredients from soup. Like, it could make a ramen monster. It could be three ingredients of a sandwich. Could be a sandwich monster.
I could really go for a sandwich right now.
Exactly. That's what was making me think of it. So
then you could have like a piece of lettuce, so you got a grass one.
Yeah, there's a cheese poke. There's a ham poke. There's a lettuce poke.
What type would you make a cheese poke?
Just normal type.
Well, what would the ham be?
The ham's fighting type for sure.
Okay. All right. I love a good scrappy ham.
Yes. All right. Why don't you hit me with your three?
Starting off for number three, I have hard candy.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I think it'd be cool if you had something like the style of Rotom, where there's different forms based off of the different types of hard candy. So you'd have like a caramel, a minty swirl, or something like that. There is precedent for candy in the Pokemon universe with like rare candies and the experience candies and stuff. So much like Voltorbs are like a fake Pokeball, maybe this Pokemon could be like a fake experience candy.
Yeah, a mimic of a rare candy, and then it comes out and bites you.
And then you would, you know, collect, and based off of where you find them or whatever, they mimic different candies, but they have like different flavors to get different typing or something like that.
You find them
like
in
a peppermint
candy
one
dish.
Could be fire, and like a spearmint one could be grass or something.
Ooh, all right.
Number two, it's a ramen bowl.
See, I was actually gonna pitch this, so I'm glad that you didn't, because I was thinking of a regional variant of Poltegeist, but as ramen.
Oh, that's actually a really good... All right. My idea for number two is a regional variant of Poltegeist that is...
Oh, go on.
No, I was thinking a ramen dish. It's like one of Japan's most favorite dishes. I know, theoretically, like historically, it's Chinese noodles and stuff like that. Whatever.
No, ramen's big, good. I like ramen.
There's so many different parts that you could add to make it different types, or you could do like a flying spaghetti monster angle where it's like out of the bowl. And I think that part of it too would capture that like mysticism element and pun, for lack of a better term, that they love to put on different pokes.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Just some kind of crazy monster. Noodle arms.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, number one. A salad Pokemon.
Oh my god.
I'm very much
so
picturing
nutritious.
I really just wanted this one for the concept of, I want it to have an evolution where it ends as a grass and poison or grass and ghost poke. Like you get it and it's like a fresh head of lettuce, and then the stage one,
oh,
it's like
the
started
wilted
molting.
Old lettuce.
Because it's like you left it in
the
drawer too long. Like every lettuce that I bring into my house, or like salad premix.
They
like
don't
it
need
could
to
be...
give us that big of a bag, I mean, to be fair.
It could be like the spring mix where I'm like, look at all those nice colors, and it all just slowly turns into that purple goop. And I'm like, well, that would be unhealthy to eat that now,
and
right?
And eventually becomes a Grimer.
Yeah, that's the baby type of Pokemon. Ooh. For Grimer is just...
Salad.
Salad. The ghost of the health kick that was.
I am always in favor of adding another ghost type to the decks, so...
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 51, where we talked about number 113 Chansey, and boy, was it an excellent poke to talk about.
I feel revitalized and healed after talking about all these eggs.
That was an excellent example of... Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it. I should have said example of the kind
of... excellent example.
Yeah. That's a good example of the quality of content that you can get on this exact episode of Pokedex Pathfinders.
Where we discuss
and on other episodes
and execute.
Yeah.
Which is already a pun.
And on other episodes, which you can find online, and find us on Discord. Talk about your favorite eggs. Talk about if you've ever eaten an egg that was not from a bird. Join the conversation. Give us some ideas for hypotheticals. Tell us what you think about the show. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all those other social medias. Just search us. You know where to find us. And you know what? You're probably not even listening to the outro anyway.
You listen. And if you are, drop us a picture of an egg.
Yeah. Send us a picture of an egg.
Send
and
us
we
your
will,
eggs.
We will send you a sticker.
Yes.
I think it's the perfect trade. That's going to do it. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
And we'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.